Hello, and welcome to the Cybersecurity Awesomeness podcast, hosted by Enterprise Management Associates, an industry-leading IT analyst research firm that provides deep insights across the full spectrum of IT and data management technologies. The Cybersecurity Awesomeness podcast will take a deep dive into the security topics that are top of mind for information security practitioners, IT professionals, and technology business leaders. Join security experts Chris Steffen, VP of Research at EMA, and Ken Buckler, Research Analyst at EMA, for some truly awesome topics. Chris and Ken, take it away.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Cybersecurity Awesomeness podcast. I am your host. My name is Chris Steffen. Joining me today is my friend and colleague, Mr. Ken Buckler. Today, as we try to cover things that are relatively topical into the world of what's going on, we're going to be talking about cybersecurity as it relates to taxes, specifically tax fraud. Every year, the IRS puts out a dirty dozen of the biggest frauds that are going on in regards to tax claims, tax fraud, people trying to steal your tax information. And I promise you, the bad guys are trying to steal your tax information and your tax refund. They do every single year. And so we want to talk a little bit about that, what you can do to protect yourself, give you an idea what some of these tax frauds actually look like, and things you can kind of do to just be more aware, prepare for potential frauds, whatever have you. And so with that, Ken, I'm going to pass it to you. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, the dirty dozen. What are some of the common tax frauds? And then we'll kind of go from there and talk about what people can do.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's important to realize there's two different aspects to this topic. And now one aspect is utilizing compromised identities to steal your tax refund and or file as you for employment purposes. The other aspect of this, though, is utilizing the seasonal buzz around tax season to leverage scams against unsuspecting people. You know, and one of the most common scams that you're going to see every single year is that somebody's going to call you up or send you an email. I've actually seen this over email now too, which is really interesting in itself. But they're going to call you up typically, and they're going to claim that they're from the IRS and that you owe the IRS money. And if you do not pay that money by going out and buying gift cards, Amazon cards, iTunes gift cards, what have you, that they are going to send a police officer to your house and arrest you, and that you have to do this right now.
Yeah, so let's start with that one, okay? Because the whole premise is ridiculous. In case you don't realize this, the IRS is not going to accept an iTunes gift card as payment for your taxes. I hope you understand that. I hope I'm not telling anybody listening to this podcast something that they don't know. Yet every single year, people take and fall for it. It could be even other things that are even a little bit more nefarious. They will want you to send... I mean, I think that we can understand that the iTunes gift card is lunacy. And if you don't understand that, well, then you may be beyond hope already. But they may ask for something more substantial, like a money order, and send your money order to this address. Now, I have heard that one over and over and over again, right? Almost always, the IRS will not email you asking for tax information. They will ask you to call an official IRS number to get more information. And they aren't going to request payment via email. So let's start with that to begin with. The IRS, when they have concerns about what's going on, they're going to send you a letter in the mail. A lot of times, if you owe money, they're going to send you a certified letter in the mail, making certain that you understand what's going on, that there is an investigation and what you need to do accordingly. If you have concerns about the mail, because I've seen those concerns too, go to the IRS website on your own. It's irs.gov. Find the phone number for your IRS regional office and call the number directly. Don't pay attention to the number on the form. Don't do any of that. They can guide you accordingly. I promise if the IRS thinks that you owe them money, they will send your call to the department that is there to collect your money. They don't have any problems with doing any of that. So let's start there. At minimum, the IRS is not going to allow you to pay your taxes with iTunes gift cards.
Yeah, and it's important to realize that while that may sound silly to us professionals, those scams really do target the elderly or, you know, people who are not as tech savvy. And for some of the elderly, I can absolutely see them falling for this. They, you know, because they get into such a panic. Oh my gosh, I don't want to get arrested. How am I going to get, you know, how am I going to get out of jail? How am I going to pay my bills? Whatever.
And that's the other important part to remember. Okay. Hopefully you're listening to this podcast. You have a good sense of how cybersecurity works. I'm happy that you're listening to this podcast. We thank you for listening to this podcast. But your elderly parents, your elderly neighbors and relatives are not listening to this podcast, which you should help fix. But as Ken mentioned, they're the ones that are the most susceptible to these kind of attacks. They don't realize sometimes that phone call that they're receiving on their antiquated POTS line at their house isn't really the IRS. It's a scammer trying to get them to give the scammer their money. It is incumbent upon you, this is the second point of this podcast, to help the other people in your orbit understand how tax fraud is working and prevent the tax fraud from happening to them.
Now, another one that I've actually seen, and I don't know if this made the Dirty Dozen this year or not, but I've seen it in the past, is somebody actually gets notified that the IRS owes them additional money. Okay. And what they'll do is they'll send them a check and and you know, the person calls them up or and says, you know, oh my gosh, I just realized that, you know, I wrote you that check for too much. Can you please write me a check to send me back the difference so I don't get fired? And most people want to be helpful and they're like, yeah, okay, sure. But you know, then of course the red flag should be that, oh, well, why are you having me write this check out to a person and not the IRS or what have you? Trust me, you're not going to have the IRS send you a check for too much money and then ask you to send it back. What ends up happening is that the check will bounce after a week or so. But by that time, you've already sent that scammer the money with your own funds. And in the process, now the scammer has your money. And you're possibly even negative in your bank account.
Yeah, again, pretty common things that are out there. If it doesn't pass the smell test, it probably is not the right thing. I've always received some criticism on having this conversation. People think that, as you mentioned, that some of this is common sense. And I think it is too. But these are the same people that are using, you know, the default username and password on their wireless routers, and they don't understand how they're getting attacked that way. These are the same people that use the same passwords on all of their financial accounts and don't understand how they're going to get breached that way. These are things that happen. And I understand that it may not be happening to you. I don't want it to be happening to anybody. But we talk about these things to raise awareness so that they don't happen only to you, but also to the people that you care about in this world, because it does. It happens to thousands, if not tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people every single tax season. If it didn't, we really wouldn't be talking about it. Just like a lot of the breaches that we talk about, again, if they weren't happening all the time, we literally just wouldn't be talking about it, but they are happening all the time. So we want to make you aware of how to deal with those breaches and how to prevent them from being exploited to begin with.
And, you know, I think it's also important that we talk about what to do if you've been a victim. So the few we just talked about right now are instances where the scammer is going to be taking your money directly from you. There's other scams. They're more advanced scams where they're not just trying to take your money, but they're trying to take your identity. And that can be through, and this is on the IRS Dirty Dozen, by the way, that can be through fake tax professionals who are going to collect your tax information, claim to be filing on your behalf, and then they just use that information to claim and get the money themselves. And there's a few other ones as well, where basically there's scammers that are like, oh, hey, let me help you set up your online account so you can file your taxes. And these helpful scammers are actually just stealing your information in the process so you can use it for identity theft. So something I want to read off here real quick, Chris. They have the top signs for knowing if you have somehow been a victim of identity theft associated with your taxes. And that's one is you get a letter from the IRS inquiring about a suspicious tax return you didn't file. That's the biggest indicator. Now, once again, like you said, verify it. Make sure it's actually legit. Find the number on the IRS website. Don't trust any numbers that's in that notification. But then the other ones is, too, and this happens to thousands of people every year, is you try to file your tax return and they kick it back because they say that you already filed your taxes. And that's not a good thing. That means that someone else has been using your identity possibly all year long for their own employment purposes. And that unfortunately happens a lot more often than people realize. So the big thing I can tell you is if you start getting suspicious stuff where, hey, they're saying you already filed your taxes or stuff like that, then immediately start going to identitytheft.gov, start filling out a report because you have been a victim of identity theft.
Yeah. And again, the goal of this podcast today is not to scare the bejeebers out of anybody. That's never our goal. These are common things that are happening. Go to irs.gov. They will be happy to tell you some of the key fraud tips. Don't take our word for it. I mean, this is, not our absolute expertise, but we see these kind of things happen all the time. And again, it isn't that it may be happening to you, but it may be happening to somebody that you work with, somebody that you care for, somebody, like an aged parent or relative. Very, very common. And sometimes they just don't see the warning signs. So share that information with them. Share the warning signs. Understand that this kind of fraud happens to literally everybody. And it almost doesn't matter what kind of protections that you take. They really make an effort to try to get this kind of information from anybody and everybody that might be having a refund coming to them. I can only hope that somebody would like to pay my taxes for me. That would be absolutely fantastic. I haven't gotten a refund from the IRS in a gazillion years. So if you are a scammer out there and you'd like to pay my taxes, knock yourself out. That would be great. Seeing as they've been paid since February, you'd just be giving the IRS more money. So that said, I think we've talked about this enough for today. Again, if you have any questions about this or any of the other topics that we talk about, always feel free to reach out to us. Be safe this tax season. The bad guys are out there. They are in full force. This is one of their very favorite times of year because everybody is doing kind of the same thing at the same time. So it's pretty easy pickings for them. So with that, we will catch you again next week. Until then, thanks for listening.
Thanks, Chris and Ken, for all your great insights on today's topic. Make your next podcast awesome when you work with EMA security experts Chris Steffen or Ken Buckler. Educate your prospects, differentiate your solution, and add the credibility of a third-party expert to your message. Visit cybersecurityawesomeness.com to listen to past episodes.